for millennia, contained priceless riches and raised countless questions. In recent years, modern technology has revealed crucial new evidence about the child King Tut, who apparently had a disability and married his half-sister. The boy king, Tutankhamun, ruled a vast Egyptian empire that stretched thousands of kilometers, from modern-day Sudan, northeast along the Mediterranean, to the Euphrates in Syria. When Tutankhamun died, aged just 19, priests filled his tomb with gold and artifacts, the most magnificent ever found by Egyptologists. The royal tomb is Egypt's best preserved, and it contained more than 5,000 elaborately decorated objects made of gold, alabaster, precious stones, and fine wood, treasures that sand and stone managed to keep hidden from tomb robbers for more than 3 millennia. The many art treasures emerged from the darkness and made their way into museums due to the tireless work of a British archaeologist, Howard Carter. He continued digging where other archaeologists had long since given up hope of finding more of the ancient Egyptian relics. In particular, he hoped to find the tomb of a mysterious pharaoh called Tutankhamun. Boy found tomb's doorway. The name Tutankhamun first came to light in 1909, when an American, Theodore Davis, owned the exclusive rights to excavate the Valley of the Kings. There, on the west bank of the Nile, near ancient Thebes, Egypt's pharaohs were buried over a period of almost 500 years in a mighty complex of tombs, burial chambers, and haphazard underground tunnels. The rulers hoped that the impassable valley would hide the untold treasures that they took with them for their journey to the afterlife. In 1909, Davis found a nearly empty underground chamber in the valley containing a small collection of jars, linen, and other embalming equipment, which bore the hitherto unknown royal name of Tutankhamun. The American immediately concluded that he had found the looted tomb of an insignificant child pharaoh called Tutankhamun, and soon after declared the entire valley excavated. Howard Carter, however, took a very different view. He was convinced that the underground chamber Davis had encountered was far too small to be a royal tomb. Tutankhamun's real burial place must therefore be somewhere in the Valley of the Kings, waiting to be discovered. Davis died in 1914, but because of World War I, Carter had to wait until 1917 before he could begin digging in the area. By then, it had been 7 years since anyone had found a new tomb in the Valley of the Kings. Carter's simple but resource-intensive plan was to dig throughout the whole valley to find the entrance to Tutankhamun's tomb. Over the next few years, more than 100 men armed with shovels, pickaxes, and small brushes meticulously worked their way through the Valley of the Kings. The enormous dig was funded by the wealthy George Herbert, the 5th Earl of Carnarvon, a keen amateur archaeologist, and Howard Carter's personal benefactor during several years of archaeological endeavours. In 1922, after years of fruitless searching, Lord Carnarvon almost lost heart. But then a breakthrough occurred. A boy working on the dig happened to spot a small step while putting down a vase. The archaeological team excavated the site and soon found the beginning of a set of descending steps and the top of a door. According to Egyptian custom, the door was sealed with plaster embossed with a number of royal symbols, apparently unbroken. Carter saw that the marks dated from the reign of Tutankhamun and immediately sent for the Earl of Carnarvon. "At last," Carter wrote, "have wonderful discovery in valley, a magnificent tomb with seals intact. Recovered same for your arrival. Congratulations." Chamber glittered with gold. On the 23rd of November 1922, Lord Carnarvon arrived at the Valley of the Kings, and excavations began straight away. As soon as the door at the bottom of the steps was fully excavated, it was clear that the tomb was indeed Tutankhamun's. The king's name was clearly embossed in several of the seals at the bottom of the door. Unfortunately, the excavations also revealed that the door bore clear evidence of tomb robbers. Fearfully, Carter broke open the tomb door. Behind it, he found a sloping passage filled with stones and gravel, which took several days to empty. It was not until the afternoon of the 26th of November that the corridor was finally cleared. At the end of it, was another door, which Carter and Carnarvon prepared to open. Carter knocked a small hole in the door and thrust a candle through into the chamber.